New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says government-owned houses in high-risk flood zones will now be demolished to stop squatters from living in them. A number of unlawful occupants have been rescued by SES volunteers in the Northern Rivers region in the past few days, in the wake of ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. Mr. Minns says the homes had been bought for a total of $900 million by the state to stop people from living in areas that were dangerous.
And we can't have an intolerable situation where large numbers of people are in harm's way after New South Wales taxpayers have spent millions of dollars trying to make the community safer. I can't have a situation where when a tropical cyclone or the next flood hits Lismore, we are checking on houses that should be vacant